Alrighty, hey everyone, it's Dave, and this is week four in our alchemy program, and this is all about overcoming procrastination, and it's following on, of course, from everything else that we're doing. We're chipping away at the programming. You hit it from as many angles as possible, and to be honest, you know, some weeks are going to connect with you more than others. Some blueprints are going to connect with you more than others, but you've got to keep changing it up. It's kind of like going to the gym. You know, after about 3 weeks, if you're doing weights, if you're doing the same exercises after about 3 weeks, then you'll actually begin to lose shape, lose muscle tone if you keep going and you don't change it up. So you've got to continuously hit it from as many angles as possible. And really, life is like that. And for sure, your mind is like that. You've got to keep surprising it. You've got to keep, offering your mind different scenarios and listening to different things. And, that's the creative part of us, right? So we've covered mastering your state and being in flow and the invincible vision. And just to remind you of the formula, you're always looking to master this, right? So if your goals are not happening, remember, like I said from the get-go, if they're not happening as fast as you like, then you've got to look at the components of this formula and see, okay, where am I actually struggling? Where could I really dive deeper into? Do I need to evolve more? Do I need to deepen my belief? You know, do I need to get that blueprint in there at a deeper level? Am I too uptight about things? Do I really know with clarity where I'm going? And does it truly excite me? Did it start off more exciting and maybe is that kind of dwindled away? Do you need to get your mojo back? Do you need to revisit your why? And of course, are you taking enough action? I think most people will agree when it comes to their business, their Univera business, they got to be taking massive action and doing a lot more than they're currently doing. So with your vision, remember the vision will have often a series of goals that let you know that you're on track. Okay, so having that invincible vision that we talked about that excites all of your mind cells, having a vision that is virus-free, that is crucial because the majority of people have a vision with a virus, and that is not an invincible vision. And that's the doubt. It's the maybe lack of clarity even with the pictures that they have in there. And most people fall into that category. So examples of mind viruses, the fears that we talked about, fears of success, failure, rejection, change, what other people think, fear of embarrassment, ridicule. And then, of course, all of this combined with self-doubt and worry and stress and being impatient and letting the external circumstances get to us, comparing ourselves to other people, the distractions, the negative self-talk, and even just the information overload can cause so much stress and so much overwhelm. So again, we talked about mastering your state, managing your state. You've got to be able to do that because we have both conscious and unconscious expectations of failure going into all the various activities that we do on a daily basis, not only in your Univera business, but in any other business you might be involved in any meetings that you might go to or interviews that you might go to, any situations that you approach. Now, are you going in there with that self-fulfilling prophecy of doom? Now, what is happening inside of your head as you're about to make those phone calls? What's going on inside of your mind as you're getting out there and deliberately, strategically trying to meet people? What about when you're in front of somebody in a one-to-one? What's going on inside of your head? Because this is everything. So even just as you're listening to this, I want to just get in there and for you really get in your head. I'm very good at getting into other people's heads, my job. But for you to get inside of your own mind and see what's going on there, What exactly are you thinking? Is it a version of, well, what if they say no? And then it goes into this downward spiral. Well, who am I to do this? They're not going to want to listen to me, little old me. You know, what if I fail? What if I succeed? And then I can't handle that type of success. So for me, there is this simple success equation that I've, you know, gone through on the one-day events and I've, you know, go through on the webinars. And it's M plus A equals O. You can probably guess what that is. It's mindset plus action equals outcome. Now, depending on the mindset or the action or inaction, as the case may be, it's going to give you either a positive or negative outcome. So negative mindset, of course, with action, in the long term, is going to equate to failure. So we can all relate to short-term success where, you know, we make a few calls and get a few wins and have a burst of enthusiasm, but it's really over the long term. I mean, even with this course or any other course you've done, right, you know that there's always the tendency to start strong, okay, and to finish weak. And really, you have to train yourself to finish strong. It's in the long run. The long term, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And yes, we have to condition ourselves to do that, discipline ourselves to do that, right? So on the flip side, positive mindset plus action is going to give you success. No question about it. But if we want to go in deeper into mindset, and again, I'm trying to break it down as simply as I possibly can, then the formula is ST plus P plus F equals S. And quite simply, self-talk plus pictures plus feelings equals a particular state. And that's what it's all about. What state are you in, right? Pretty much most of the time. And is it by design, like we said on the Mastering Your State webinar, or is it by default? Are you at the mercy, at the whim of the external circumstances? So what causes even the self-talk and the pictures that you're seeing and the feelings that come in behind that as well, what's causing all that? Well, what's causing all that is these programs at the source, at the deeper part of the mind, in the unconscious mind. So whatever's been imprinted there, right, you've got to go in there. If you want to change those limiting mindsets, you've actually got to go in there and you've got to change the source code. You've got to rewrite the code. Make sense? And, of course, that's what the blueprints do. The power center is in the unconscious mind, right? That part of you, you know, that causes us to think and feel at the deepest levels, that part of us that gives us the drive, okay? That's where the power center is. That's the unconscious mind. So remember, anything repeated over and over again causes the neural circuits to become fixed and you're on autopilot. And like I've said from the get-go, remember, you're never going to ever outperform the programs at the deeper part, your autopilot. You're never going to outperform your internal blueprint. Okay? So just to get super clear about these limiting mindsets, they're installed at a time when we're too young to know better. We've no defense against it. And it's composed of all these negative imprints, reactive patterns, limiting beliefs, the fears, the worries, and they're creating these neural circuits that in turn cause us to have these negative habits. So again, think of your computer. We've got to constantly update it. Okay, so if there's a outdated software, then we're going to increase the chances of a virus getting in there and ruining things. And it's the same with our mind. If we're not upgrading our mind, if we're not updating our mindset, then there is every chance that because we are outdated, that these viruses get in there and they sabotage our success. And that's what you're seeing every day. We're at the mercy of these programs, as I keep saying. So you might have a vision board, and it could look something like this. And reality shows, though, at the deeper part of your mind, at the deeper part of the iceberg, it could look something like this. That's why a lot of goals that you've set haven't come to pass, because whatever is the dominating programs at the deeper part of your mind, whatever is showing on the screen of your mind, think of this as a screen of your mind, right? And whatever's showing is going to directly reflect back, right, your life. So unless you get the programs that you want, the goals that you want, to literally stand out and overshadow the negative things, then the positive things you want, they get lost. And that's what's happening. Okay, so there's not a congruence between the conscious and the subconscious. So this is what you want consciously. And this could be your example of your New Year's resolution, for example. But unconsciously, you can have your mind completely working against what you want consciously. But what will happen if you get the gold from your conscious and imprint them down here, which will happen through repetition, through the blueprints, okay, through constant action along with the right mindset, then what happens is there's an alignment between your conscious and your unconscious. Yeah? So there's a congruence there. And then you've got all of your mind. You've got the 95% or 98% subconscious mind aligned with the 2 to 5% conscious mind. And that's when you're absolutely unstoppable. And that's the exciting thing, right, when it actually happens. That's when you reach this point, that's when everything becomes very effortless. You know, as you know, I train network marketers all over the world. And it's very fascinating when I see them hit that tipping point. I know this has happened. When I see them literally step back and marvel at their success. I mean, I have people phoning me every day who are achieving extraordinary success, and suddenly it looks like it's come out of the blue, but they've just hit that tipping point. There's been this alignment of the conscious and unconscious, and everything starts to happen faster, easier, and it's like having the Midas touch. Now, I'm here to tell you that research shows and my experience shows that that will happen for anybody. It can happen for you once you get to this point where your conscious and your subconscious are in alignment. So what we want to keep working on is overcoming these limiting mindsets, doing as much work as we can to hit it from all these different angles. And remember, you can change your state in an instant. And the more you realize that and the more you practice that, especially when you're in the midst of a negative state and you quickly let go of that, make a better choice and move into an empowered state. When you don't feel like making the calls and you suddenly switch your thinking and suddenly you get on and you do it. You don't feel like going to the gym and suddenly you make a switch in your mindset and you just go and do it anyway. Then you create those new neural patterns, those new neural circuits, and it's very, very amazing. So just think of the things that you're hesitating on right now, and before you take those actions, just ask yourself, what self-talk is going on here? What images or pictures are you showing yourself, and what feelings are coming in behind that? So an example could be, well, what if they say no and I feel humiliated? The picture, and you may not be very aware of this, but there is a picture that's coming in behind that, and it's a darker picture. I imagine them looking annoyed, for example. And then, you know, again, the feeling can be one of a lower state. I feel deflated. I feel it's not in my stomach. I feel like a failure. So remember, all of this produces a negative state. And this is what people don't realize when we get right down to what's going on. They think things just happen to them, that they're moving into this very negative state. It suddenly just hits them out of the blue. And what they don't realize is that they have focused on something negative, said something negative, seen something negative, and there's a structure that goes into producing this particular state of mind. So I want to go through something that I call the what if exercise with you. And the way it works is this. I just want you to write down a list of as many what if worries that you can think of around the various high leverage activities that you know you need to take, that you want to be taking on a daily basis. Again, some examples, and you can be writing, and you can pause this and write them down if you listen to the recording. You know, what if I can't do this? What if now is a bad time? What if they say no and I feel humiliated? I just mentioned that one. What if I put all these hours in and all this expense in and achieve nothing? What if I sound incompetent on the phone? What if I lose friendships over this? You know, what if they're really busy and I'm disturbing them? What if they think it's a get-rich-quick scheme? Pyramid selling, whatever. What if they think I'm trying to take advantage of them? What if I'm not meant to be doing this business anyway? What if I'm making the wrong decisions here? And whatever it is that you're connecting with in terms of your what-if negative statement, then I want you just to pay attention to how you feel in your body. If you're saying something to yourself, the tone in your voice, what you're seeing in your mind as you're writing this down, and even just notice your posture. You know, your shoulders more slumped, is your head looking down a bit more? You know, so just pay attention to that. Because again, this will help you to recognize that you do it to yourself. That nobody or nothing except you is responsible for how you feel moment to moment. And if you can talk yourself out of your greatness, you can sure talk yourself into your greatness. Okay? So with everything that you wrote down in terms of the what if negative statement, what I'd like you to do now is apply the what if turnaround. And what if turnaround? Well, it's exactly what it says. Whatever you wrote down, turn it around and flip it around to the exact opposite in a positive way. You know, well, what if I can do this? Notice when you switch it around that something remarkable really will happen. What if now is the perfect time? You know, what if they say yes and I feel ecstatic and they feel ecstatic, it's a win-win situation? You know, what if I can't fail? No matter how many hours I put in, if I put in these hours, right, if I just persist, what if I'm meant to do this and I can't fail? What if I sound confident and inspiring on the phone? What if this enhances my friendships? You know, that my friends join me and we make, you know, a lot of money together and make a difference in the process. What if the people that I'm about to talk to, if they're just busy being busy, you know, just look at this from a different angle here. You think you might be disturbing them, but really, people are working very hard for very little return, and then research shows that the average working person could be in distraction. In the midst of their work, they could be in distracting thoughts for anywhere from 4 to 5 hours in a day. How insane is that? So what if they're busy being busy and I'm the most important person they could talk to? And I kind of feel you got to have that attitude about it. But you'll start to have that attitude once you start to think like that. Tell yourself that. What if they get the vision right away and it's just a perfect time? You know, what if they feel that I genuinely have their best interests at heart? Well, you get the gist here. Whatever you're writing down, you want to counter it. Whatever you've wrote down negatively, you want to counter it with these what-if positive statements. What if I'm absolutely meant to be doing this? It's part of my destiny, and, you know, I'm destined for greatness here. And when you do this, then, pay attention now again to how you feel in your body. Because generally when you do this, you're going to feel lighter. Even with your tone of voice, there's going to be a lightness in your tone. What pictures are you seeing in your mind? And notice your posture. Are you holding yourself in a different way? Are your shoulders back? Is your head up? And generally, is there a difference in your energy? And of course, there's going to be a difference in your energy. We waste so much energy focusing on the negative. And we gain so much energy when we switch our thinking and start to feel that lightness about us and start to focus on what's great and what if in a positive way. So all of this, I notice, is key. It makes a massive difference. Just that simple switch in your thinking will start to allow you to switch your state dramatically, and of course your performance will just, well, it'll be peak performance, won't it? So I want to talk to you then about changing your self-image. You know, every time that we repeat a particular behavior, we strengthen the associated neural pathway. Now, this whole area really is so exciting to me. The fact that you can sit there every morning, for example, run a blueprint through your mind or run your own version of a blueprint through your mind and start to imagine your day going the way you want it to go. Imagine showing up as your best self in your day and just get that visualization going for where you want your life to go. And I can't emphasize that you could have a lot of distractions and do have a lot of distractions in your life. You have so many things pulling you in all different directions, so many choices available to you in terms of what you could be doing, where you could be putting your energy, even in personal development, right? What books you could be reading. But for me, nothing beats just going deeply inside and mentally rehearsing the way you want to be and how you want your life to be. And the amazing thing when you're sitting there doing it is that your brain doesn't know the difference between physically doing an activity and imagining the activity. Your nervous system looks like it's had the experience after you've actually run it through your mind. So when we talk about your current self-image, for example, whatever that blueprint is right now, and just again, think of the iceberg and the vision board on the deeper part of the iceberg, well, that dictates what you can and cannot do. What actions are difficult or easy for you? If you can deliver a great presentation, or whether you're going to be nervous about that, whether you can go out and just mingle with people and connect with people, or whether you're going to just be a wallflower, you know, and just let opportunities pass you by. And again, even how others respond to you, right, is dictated by your self-image. Just as certainly and scientifically as a thermostat controls the temperature in a room. So your self-image really is the way that you see and feel and talk about yourself in your unconscious, in your imagination. And of course, the reason it's so powerful is because your behaviors and actions will almost never deviate from your internal map of reality. It acts as a self-fulfilling prophecy, consistently reinforcing the kind of person that you are. But whenever we do something new, whenever we surprise ourselves and get out there and take a bold action, do things that we wouldn't normally do, stretch, grow, right? Then we create new neural pathways. And that's why it's vital to make this a habit, to mentally rehearse your success. World champion athletes have won thousands of races in their own minds before ever setting foot on a track. So this, to me, has made all the difference in my life, mentally seeing yourself practicing an action or a skill step by step. And on a daily basis, right, it's being a different person from who we perhaps previously been. And normally, the action center of your brain doesn't get a look in. The genius part is shut down under stress and negativity, as you know. We talked about, you know, being out of neural resonance from the get-go and being in a state of incoherence. So the idea that we can just change our brain and consequently the results in our life just by thinking and feeling has enormous implications. So for me, from a practical point of view, I just wake up in the morning and I don't reach for my email straight away. I don't check my text messages straight away. No, I don't allow myself to be dictated by other people's agendas straight away. I wake up and I consciously and subconsciously do this. I close my eyes and I'm actually intentionally creating my day. Now, here's the thing about this. When you intentionally create your day, and you do this even for a few days in a row, and out of nowhere, those little things happen that are so unexplainable, the synchronous moments. I call it the magic, as you know. And I know that the result of my creation, of my intention, of getting behind this art and science of mental rehearsal, doing it, and expecting that I'm going to get a result that wouldn't have happened had I not done it. The more that I do this, I know the more I build those new neural pathways in my brain. The more I accept that it's possible to achieve the impossible, and it gives me more energy and more confidence and the incentive to do it the next day and the next day and the next day until it's a habit. So again, I urge you to revisit all of this. The blueprints are perfectly set out for you to practice this, to engage your mind, so that if we're consciously and unconsciously designing our destiny, right, and even from a spiritual standpoint, if I may go there, throwing in the idea that our thoughts and our feelings, because you have to feel it deeply, can again affect our very DNA, which can affect the quantum field around us. And of course, it's a fact, isn't it? The observer, as it's often referred to in quantum physics, is watching the whole time. And if I'm aware of that, and I believe there's a spiritual aspect to myself, then for me, I will say, look, show me a sign that the opportunities that appear, the right people who appear, it's a result of this work that I'm doing on myself. And I'm asking, I'm literally expecting that it's going to happen in this way that surprises me. And again, according to science, this is not new age or wishful thinking. It's a fact, a scientific fact. There's a field of energy that connects all living things, and that our inner feelings and our deepest thoughts and emotions, our beliefs, have a direct effect on this quantum field. And that's the beauty of this mental rehearsal process, that you can wake up and create your day, that it's a new day. It doesn't matter what your day has been yesterday or how you've been, how your life has been up until now. So it's like we can't see it physically, right, in our immediate environment right now, but we can imagine it and we can enjoy it ahead of time. We can fall in love with our vision ahead of time, and that produces the electrical and magnetic charge in the quantum field that begins to affect every atom in our lives. And again, just in a very simple way, you've heard of the law of attraction and like attracts like. Well, just in a very normal way, as your vibration increases, so too will the people that you draw to you, because you draw people of a similar vibration, a similar energy. And in a normal way, you feel this, don't you, on a moment-to-moment basis. People who are negative and, you know, they're like the black hole in space, right? What does it do? It sucks the life out of things, yeah? So you know those people, you've met those people. But on the flip side, when you meet these high-energy people, then they energize us. We go away from them feeling energized and positive. So truly what happens when you're doing this type of work is you really align with a future that you've already made contact with. And when I continuously did this and practiced this, I just became a different person. I became more myself, but I became a more confident person who believed in life and in, you know, the system, the trust, the system of setting a goal, getting it, being detached from the outcome, and you're actually beginning to think, feel, and act as that future you now. And that's my expectation then. If I'm starting to become this different person now, then something different should show up in my world. So I suggest that you even have that communication with yourself, a higher part of you, whatever you want to call it, that you want there to be these signs every day that leave you in no doubt that it's come directly from you deliberately setting the intention and creating your day, so that it inspires you to do it over and over again. Make sense? So going back to, again, the alchemy formula, it's diving deeper into that, where you want to evolve, who do you need to become? And that's what I'd like to go through a little bit in the blueprint that we do as well. What do you need more of in terms of qualities, beliefs? Do you need more passion? Do you need more purpose, vision, focus, integrity? Do you need to handle your time better? Do you need more persistence? You might as well download it all, because that's what you can do. You can start to literally download the super achiever mindset. That's how exciting doing these processes can be. So just complete some of the following sentences. From now on, I see myself as a person of, and then maybe take it from this list here. Passion, presence, patience, consistency, boldness, whatever. So from now on, how do you want to see yourself at a deeper part of your mind? How do you want to feel on a regular basis? And again, this is important. You just clearly articulate how you want to show up. So how do you want to see yourself, and how do you want to feel about yourself? And what do you want to feel? What type of emotions do you want to feel on a regular basis? Normally, when I do coaching with people, I send them a questionnaire, and I ask a question, what's the emotions that you've regularly felt over the last 6 months? And there'll be some positive emotions, but generally speaking, people will talk about being stuck in a negative state of some kind, whether it's guilt or resentment, or obviously it could be deeper depressions and things like that, or they've lost their mojo for the business. So it could be apathy. So how do you want to feel? An example would be, well, I want to feel that winning feeling. I want to feel excited about life, passionate about my life. I want to feel confident when I'm talking to people. I want to feel joy and happiness because that's my natural state. I want to, you know, feel that certainty. You know, I love that word certainty because I think you reach a point where you start to believe beyond any shadow of a doubt, but then it goes to this point of absolute knowing, absolute certainty. You're going to be incredibly successful at what you do. And it's as certain as you know the sun is going to come up every day. It's not something you have to believe. It's just that certainty. And then what do you want to hear? In other words, when you're speaking about your opportunity, when you're speaking and engaging with people generally in life, you know, just you imagine your tone of voice filled with joy or confidence, certainty, absolute conviction. And then what I find very good is to imagine how others are showing up. In other words, that you're imagining that you're meeting people who are curious, who are open, who are ready, the right person in the right place at the right time. Now, I mean it. When you start to think in this way, before you get on a phone, before you go in for a meeting, before you go out and about to look to seek for the right people, all of this makes a massive difference. It really does. It's like putting on a new set of glasses. How do you imagine others feeling when they meet you? You imagine them feeling energized, inspired. They feel safe in your presence. They feel motivated and excited by you as a person, by what you have to offer, by what you stand for. And then you can just imagine people saying in their own mind, whoa, this is someone I need to listen to. This is someone I want to work with. This person inspires me. They're passionate. They're fun. They're competent. They're professional. Whatever it is. And then in your day, you're going to have lots of different challenges and lots of obstacles. And we just make poor choices, I think. Reactive patterns. We react to situations in a way that's familiar, in a way that's just the norm for us. So I recommend that you really start to pause a little more and just ask yourself in various situations, you know, what would your best self do here? What would, just pick a level even in the business that you want to be at, what would the future you, let's just say, who was a diamond, do in this situation when faced with a challenge, when faced with the thoughts of procrastinating on making the calls, on taking massive action, on seizing the moment when you see an opportunity? It's a great question to ask yourself. What would the highest ideal of you do? What would your best self do? So let's work on your self-image, taking into consideration everything we've talked about here, the what-if exercise, and starting to really clearly articulate how you want to show up in terms of, you know, how other people perceive you and how you feel about yourself and how you sound and how you look, and, you know, ask yourself these relevant questions. So as with all subconscious work, if you're listening to the recording, you know, you got to just listen to it when you're completely relaxed, when you're not distracted by any externals, where you can just go to a place where you can quiet your mind. And again, just like I recommend that you do every morning when you're listening to a blueprint or whatever inner work you're doing on yourself, you know, that you deliberately train yourself to make this a habit. And like I say, the brain looks like it's had the experience as you're going through it. It changes your energy, and people respond to that in a totally different way. So go ahead, close your eyes, and allow yourself to relax completely. You're in the right place at the right time to really make a jump forward. To make a jump forward, we're going to make a change within. A change, positive change to your self-image, to the way that you see yourself and how you feel about yourself, so that you have both conscious and unconscious expectations of success in everything that you do. So you can overcome procrastination of any kind. So you can make those calls, you can talk to whoever you want to talk to, you can deliver that presentation, you can decide on the actions you want to take, and you go ahead and you take those actions. You can take consistent action, massive action. So just imagine your wisest self in front of you right now. The highest ideal of you in all your glory. So who are you meeting? Notice that your posture is more upright. You're standing taller. Be aware of the different attitude that you have in all that you do. You really understand that you can change your state in an instant, and that you're responsible how you feel moment to moment. So I want you to become that highest ideal of yourself right now. Just imagine you could step right inside of the body and mind of your best self. And just notice that happening, where you are in your own body, looking out of your own eyes, and you really are the most magnificent being that you can imagine, your real authentic you. So feel really happy with the authentic you as you connect and synthesize with the real you, seeing through the eyes of the authentic you, hearing through the ears of the real you. And notice that you're approaching every situation in your life from a new positive perspective. You've applied the what-if turnaround. Remind yourself of your vision that you're moving towards, your invincible vision that's completely virus-free. And ask yourself the questions, well, what if people are meant to hear from me now? What if it's their time? What if it's my time? What if it brings me another step closer to my invincible vision? What if I'm destined for greatness? What if now is the perfect time to take those actions? What if everything that I do enhances my relationships? And you know, the brain does not know the difference between physically doing the activity and imagining the activity. So just by you doing what you're doing now, you're intentionally creating your day, creating your life. Feel how amazing that feels as you produce the electrical and magnetic charge in the quantum field that attracts the right people into your business, the right circumstances, the right opportunities. Now just imagine downloading all of the qualities of mind that you need, the passion, the purpose, the vision, the focus, the integrity, the ability to manage your time more effectively as a skill. What else do you need? Persistence, more belief, more peace, more happiness, more boldness, more presence, increased energy, whatever it is, just allow it to come into your consciousness right now. Do you need more commitment, patience? From now on, just imagine yourself being that person with all of these qualities, where you feel that winning feeling, where you feel on purpose, you feel excited, you feel passionate, joyful, happy, where you have that certainty. And hear yourself talking to people. But there's a lightness in your voice, as well as a confidence, a certainty, a conviction. And just imagine attracting more of the right people. But anybody that you talk to, they're more curious. They sit up and take notice because there's something different about you. But you're attracting more of the right people who are open, who are ready, the right person in the right place at the right time. So you're expecting those synchronous moments to show up many times in your day. And you recognize those moments, you recognize those feelings when they appear. And it's a direct result of doing this inner imaging that you're doing now. So imagine others feeling safe in your presence. Safe in the aura of your presence, full of energy, inspired, motivated, excited being around you. Because they really feel this energy at an invisible level. Imagine inside of their minds, people that you meet saying, whoa, this is someone I need to pay attention to. This is someone that I need to work with. This person is so inspiring. They're so passionate, they're so fun, and also competent, professional. So step out into your life and really see it and feel it and hear it now as you show up as your best self in all that you do, taking those actions, those high leverage actions, be aware of those actions, and imagine taking them effortlessly, joyously, but you're also just attracting positive circumstances because providence moves too, because you're demonstrating that boldness, that there's genius, power, and magic in it, as the saying goes. And every time that you listen to this, you're going to do better and better. Remind yourself of your invincible vision, where you're going in your future. It's big, it's bold, it's colorful, it's bright. Notice the bigger it becomes, the brighter everything looks, the more excited you feel. And every day, you're moving closer to that vision. You're achieving something of your invincible vision on a daily basis, just by showing up in this space, which is your natural state. It's the authentic you. You're destined for greatness. You're meant to succeed. You're meant to be abundant. So knowing all this now and allowing amazingly good things to happen for you, you can begin to come back to the surface, feeling present, clear, focused, and as always, ready to live life to the full. Go ahead when you're ready, just open your eyes. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. And obviously, this is just an addition to everything that we're doing. And you see, what happens in my experience then, it's a really unusual thing. Just by the fact that you've gone the extra mile, you've showed persistence, you've built your character, you've done a little bit extra work on yourself, you've maybe heard the same thing over and over again, but suddenly my experience is the penny drops. I've heard that so often, that it clicks. Suddenly something clicks in the person. I haven't heard that since today. I had an update from someone and they said, wow, just when we last talked, right, something clicked, and since then I'm just on this roll, and this momentum is just happening. And I noticed that with groups, and I noticed that with individuals. So just the sheer investment of energy and excitement in just showing up as your best self, regardless of your circumstances, every day will allow you to do the impossible. I just came off a webinar with a group in the UK. Well, I say the UK, it was actually people from 26 countries on this call. We had over 1,000 people on the webinar, right, from this maven, right, who's achieving extraordinary success in her MLM company. And I just explained to the people on the call even, right, to really take advantage of the collective energy that was even on the call. Because that alone will do it. That alone will do it. Just that investment of energy. Just that the sheer momentum that will rub off on you. And that's what you want to create in your own team, isn't it? That you just create such an energy and such a momentum that it just takes off on its own and people feel like they're part of something. And that alone can just melt the negative programs. I don't care what the negative programs are. They do not stand a chance, whether they're money programs or relationship programs. They don't stand a chance when faced with that sheer energy and passion. And you just have a choice moment to moment to go to that place. So very excited to share this with you, and you know, I've got some really great calls coming up in July for you guys as well. So that pretty much wraps up for this lesson. I really hope you're doing fantastically well. Please do keep me posted. Let me know regularly how you're doing, because again, I just feel that's important that you keep in touch and you keep acknowledging this. And it's always a case of use it or lose it, but I know you're using it, and I know that you're growing and you're gaining, and you will absolutely get to where you want to go. And one final thing I'll say about those goals, I think the majority of people that I meet, I guess their frustration is the goals don't happen as fast as they'd like. And my experience is that as soon as there is this alignment, then truly success does love speed. And you will be stunned at how fast your success will actually happen. But every morning, remember, you've just got to make it your business to rise above your current circumstances, any kind of problems, and just keep going to that place, right, where you can connect with yourself, with the quantum field, where you can win that inner game and make the magic happen on the outside. So I'll leave you with this saying that you may want to take on board. As I have this dream, this vision, this invincible vision now, of course, and you just resolve that you're going to live as if it's already happening. I'm going to be beyond reproach. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to sell out. I'm going to act as if it's already going on. That's when the universe starts opening doors for us. So keep going for it. And, of course, if it's Univera and you want to go for Diamond, if that's your main focus at the moment, well, I'll leave you with this tune and we'll talk very soon. Bye for now.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. So shine.